Let's start. This is retaining on Christopher Corbett. C-O-R-B-E-T-T. Christopher Corbett. Christopher is C-H-R-I-S-T-O-P-H-E-R. Corbett, C-O-R-B-E-T-T. B as in boy. And date of consultation is 6-23-23. Date of visit. I'm sorry, date of birth, 5/31/66. Next paragraph. Dear Jennifer, thank you for sending Christopher Carver for primary evaluation. Next paragraph is for the tellers. This is a 57-year-old white male truck driver with a long-standing history of smoking, has had cough and brownish yellow sputum production for the past 4 to 6 months. The patient has been treated with antibiotic therapy, and he also has been to the hospital emergency room where a chest x-ray showed no active infiltrates. He was given a Ventolin inhaler, and he also uses Wixela inhaler, Wixela, W-I-X-E-L-A, inhaler one puff twice a day, and has had recurrent exacerbations of his bronchitis. He denies any chest pains. The patient, however, does use marijuana on a regular basis, and he has snorted cocaine in the past, and has been a smoker for over 30 years. He also has a history of rheumatoid arthritis for over 1 year. He has had intermittent hemoptysis. Next paragraph. Past history has included history for recurrent bronchitis, history of pneumonia, past history of cholecystectomy, and he has rheumatoid arthritis. Next paragraph. Habits. The patient smoked one pack per day for 30 years. He smokes marijuana presently, and he also previously has used cocaine. He drinks beer on a daily basis. Next paragraph. I'm sorry, he also drives a truck and has been exposed to dust, fumes, and cement dust. Next paragraph. Family history. Both parents alive, in good health, and father has heart disease, mother has COPD. Next, system review. The patient has lost weight. He has occasional fevers and fatigue. He has no cataracts or glaucoma. He does have hoarseness, wheezing, and a sore throat. Also has cough and shortness of breath. He has urinary frequency flank pains. He has asthma, and he has heartburn and diarrhea. Denies chest or jaw pain or calf muscle pains. And no anxiety or depression. He has easy bruising. He has joint pains, muscle stiffness, He has headaches, nose, memory loss, his nose skin rash, no itching. Next, med list included Vixella, 250 by 50 micrograms, 1 pop BID. Plaquenil, 200 milligrams BID. And aspirin, 1 daily. Prednisone, 5 milligrams daily. Next, physical exam. This averagely built middle-aged white male is alert. And no acute distress, no pallor, cyanosis, no ictus, peripheral edema. Blood pressure 150 or 90. Pulse is 110, respiration 22, temperature 97.5. Weight is 180 pounds, saturation 96. HEND norms, phallic pupils reactive and equal. Tongue is moist, throat is mildly injected, yes, no inflammation. Next, supple. No venous distension or thyromegaly. Chest equal movements with distant breath sounds and scattered wheezes toward both lung fields, prolonged expirations. Heart, the heart sounds regular S1 and S2, no murmur, no S3. The abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no organomegaly, the bowel sounds are active. Extremities, no edema, mild varicosities, there's no calf tenderness, reflexes of 1 plus with no gross motor deficits. Cranial nerves, ghostly intact. Skin, no lesions. Next paragraph, impression number 1. COPD with chronic bronchitis and acute exacerbation. Number 2, cystic rheumatoid arthritis. Number 3, bronchiectasis with mild pulmonary fibrosis. Number 4 is history of marijuana use. Next plan, the patient has been advised to quit smoking marijuana. He will get a CT chest without contrast, a complete pulmonary function study, and a sputum for culture and gram stain. He will use Loviquin 500 milligrams daily times 7 days and prednisone 10 milligrams daily for 1 week once. 10 milligrams BID for 1 week and 10 milligrams daily for 1 week. Advised to get a nebulizer for home use and use albuterol nebs, QIDPRN, and a follow-up visit period is approximately 4 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Jennifer Kramer, ARNP. Thank you.